Britain, like many other MEDCs, has experienced massive changes in its agriculture and countryside. Charlie Bowman ran a mixed farm in the south of England for more than 40 years. He retired about 10 years ago. Here he talks about farming in the good old days, when he started back in the 1950s.
Well, of course, in those days, so much was different. The first thing that comes to mind is that when I took on the farm, it was a good time for farming. We lived well, and the farming business kept expanding. The government had learnt during the Second World War that the country needed to protect its food supplies, and so it helped the farmers a lot, with subsidies to produce food and so on. And there was very little competition from cheap food from abroad. The farm was very much a mixed farm, arable land for crops. Wheat, barley and potatoes was important, but so too was livestock. We kept beef and dairy cattle, as well as a few pigs. Although our farm was quite mechanised, we didn't rely on machinery as much as they do today. We used quite a lot of labour. We employed 9 full-time workers, as well as many more casual labourers when it was needed at certain times of the year. For example, for the potato harvest, many people from the nearby village, including school children, would help out. The landscape has changed dramatically. I think the farm looked a lot more attractive then. We had some farm buildings that were very old, but full of character. Some of these have now been replaced by modern ones. There also used to be many more of the hedgerows that people associate with the English countryside. In those days, I think the farm was much better for wildlife, as we used far fewer chemical pesticides and fertilisers. There seemed to be many more birds and wild flowers in the fields.